Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, what up, everybody? Good evening. This is Lisa Lynn Keys Real Talk Radio. It's that Friday Night Fire with my two brothers. As we get you ready for your week 12 fantasy football week, either helping you maintain your position in the playoffs or pushing you into the playoffs. But let me introduce my special co-host, my two brothers. Big bro, what's up, man? What's going on down there in Florida, dog?
Man, hey, look, bro, we are having a good time. I wish I could get all my family here to party like it's 1999, but COVID times ain't letting it happen.
I know, man. Actually, me and your sister was talking about that, because our 50th birthday is coming up in January and February. And it was like, damn. So we'll figure something out. We'll figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. What's going on out of North Carolina, bro?
What's going on, man? Welcome everybody to Tar Heel Country. Sitting here holding it down for y'all, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Well, look, man. We got a lot to talk about. We ain't gonna talk about the Thursday night game. You know, it was kind of There was no Thursday night game. We definitely can talk about that Pittsburgh-Baltimore game because nothing really happened in that game. But we will talk about our winning and losing moves that we made in Week 11. Good win, man. I mean, way to beat me down last week. I thought I had a shot, but it didn't go that way. Then, of course, we're going to tell y'all which players y'all need to sit. And which players definitely you need to have in your lineup. We'll give you some sleepers at the end of the show as well. But as always, let's get it started by talking some real football, man. At this time of year, real football is where it's fantasy. You got a lot of teams fighting to get in the playoffs. But let's talk about something that went down, Jermaine. I'm going to come with you with this one. Will Fuller got suspended, man. And him and Deshaun was actually they was actually lighting the league up, man, for the last couple of weeks. So how does you think Will Fuller's suspension affect Deshaun Watson as far as a fantasy perspective?
Man, I feel it's going to hurt him a little bit. I mean, that, like you said, he was his big play guy. Brandon Cooks, he's actually been playing good. But the way that their team is constructed, since they really don't use the tight end a lot, they really utilize, you know, those receivers, man. Kevin Kuti, you know, he played well in spot duty last year a little bit. He's now the number two wide receiver. But still, I think he's going to be okay. Because Brandon Cooks, he still takes the top off the defense. You still got to respect Brandon Cooks. But he's gonna have to get Duke Johnson and Kevin Kuti more involved in that offense, man. If he still produces numbers with Will Fuller out, I still think he's top three. But he solidified it to me, man.
What you think, big bro?
I agree with man. I think the show will go on. I don't think that's gonna prevent him. They gotta have that next man up mentality. He's not gonna scan the field and say where's Will Fuller. He's gonna scan the field and say who's the open quarterback open wide receiver in this against this particular defense. Will Fuller. I mean, this is first year really not being hurt, and then he going to get suspended for a PED. You know, so he's used to not having
a contract
Will Fuller for the whole season. Yeah. In a contract year, in the money year, you know, in the year where this is your first time up to this point not being injured, you know. Mm-hmm. So shame on him, and I don't expect no difference because, like I said, he's not used to having him a full season anyway.
Yeah.
I was thinking that, you know, it'll definitely be an uptick for Kiki Coty in the slot. Brandon Cooks, he definitely got to stay healthy going down the stretch. But I'm gonna kind of go against you guys a little bit, man. I think Deshaun's number is gonna fall off a little bit. I'm thinking his passing yards might fall off, but we might see an uptick in his rushing yards because of, you know, they really don't have a receiver that really scares the defense. I mean, I know Cooks can take the top off, but who else they got?
That's
outside of Cooks and Kuti, and then Duke Johnson, because they tight ends are basically non-existent in the offense up on the goal line. But outside of that, man, it's like, and then they let Kenny Stills go. So, man, I'm kind of worried for Deshaun going down the stretch. I think for fantasy owners, you just got to play him based on the matchup. I think he got some favorable matchups coming up. He got a tough one this week with the Colts. But I think the game with the Colts could be a sleeper as far as high scoring, especially if Deshaun gets hot. But we'll see what happens. But, Big Bro, this is a question I got to throw to you, man. And it's actually it's very frustrating to me. As a Alvin Kamara owner, as a Emmanuel Sanders owner, Taysom Hill is frustrating me, man, fantasy-wise. Should I be cautious going down the stretch with Sanders? I mean, I really don't start Sanders, but I would normally start him based on the matchup. But Kamara was a top-5 draft pick, and these last couple weeks, if he didn't get a touchdown, he ain't did nothing. And I think that's the Taysom Hill effect. What you think, man?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the way that they changed the offense to fit Taysom Hill's skill set, it's affecting Alvin Kamara more so than anybody else. And not to exclude the wide receivers, but I mean, I wouldn't start Emmanuel Sanders at this point at this point in the fantasy football season, because now you're jockeying for position. You can't afford any zeros on your scoreboard at this point, at this juncture in the season. Your man, I forgot the wide receiver's name down there.
Michael Thomas.
Who normally doing?
Michael Thomas.
Yeah, he ain't doing nothing either.
Yeah.
Truth be told, he wasn't doing nothing when Drew was there, really. I don't know how that offense, outside of when Drew's gone like we're seeing now, I wasn't sure how that team would do anything. And I still have my doubts when it comes playoff time. Because, you know, the whole game changes in playoff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't, if Drew doesn't come back by the time playoff season comes, don't expect the Saints to do any real damage. They won't make it out because everybody's going to change their whole defensive scheme to deal with this guy, because they're realizing that he can pass, but can he pass on a consistent basis if we take away all the runs?
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I'm just telling you, as a Kamara owner, man, I was mad as hell last week when I seen Latavius Murray on the field as much as he was. And it's like, it's like Murray's snaps have definitely went up since Taysom Hill been in, man. It's like, I don't understand that, but it's like, what's going on, man? Kamara is the dude you paying the money to, and we all know that in the NFL, you play the money. I saw Jermaine went out there and picked out Latavius Murray too.
Man, hey, look, Jermaine always that GM that's ahead of the game when everybody else trying to go to work.
I saw him go out there and pick up Latavius. I was like, and then Carl, he did this last week. When Dalvin Cook went down, he went out and picked up Madison, man. I'm like, look at this guy, dog. and then Cook came right back in the game. I was like, man, this dude is something else. But, but little bro, talk to me about Taysom Hill, man. Is he ruining Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara?
Yeah. I mean, that's the reason I picked up Murray, man. Murray, the last two games, man, he's had 31 carries for 173 yards and two TDs. So they're really utilizing him a lot. The thing, too, I'm thinking, I don't know if they're really resting Kamara, man, because, you know, Kamara was kind of nicked up. But, I mean, shoot, right now, that approach is really helping the Saints, y'all, because he's really keeping – he's keeping – they're relying on that part of their game. They're giving Drew time to rest. They're still winning. They got two winnable games to the next two games, too. They're playing Atlanta, and then they're playing the Philly. If Drew's coming back, it's going to be versus that Kansas City game after that. So I'm thinking they're just relying on that one aspect. It's going to make it even harder for teams to game plan for Drew when he does get back and healthy. That's what I'm thinking.
Man, I don't know, man. Me personally, I'm talking real football now. To me, you should be revving your team up for the playoffs. And if Taysom Hill is going to be this guy, you got to play Jameis, man. Do you think going into the playoffs, any team is going to be scared of Taysom Hill?
Ooh.
No.
Man,
would they be
I don't
scared
know
of
that.
Jameis Winston?
See, I think this is probably helping Jameis. You know what? The less we see of Jameis, I think it's going to be better for him next year, bro. Because with that year he had, I think that might help his free agency not playing and coming in there with a completely clean slate maybe a year later. But I don't know, man. Taysom Hill, man, he's been balling. It's going to be curious to see what he does this week because Atlanta, man, they're one of the better teams versus the run. So he might have to pass. It's going to be interesting.
I mean, it'd be interesting to see who tries to go after Jameis. I mean, without playing at all, who's gonna trust? What you gonna trust the fact that he learned under Breeze, but he didn't get a chance to show it on the field? There was no film. The only film is maybe preseason and the last 5 years in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know he still has the skill set, but what can he done? What can he do? The reason he's not starting in New Orleans is because Taysom Hill knows the offense better than he does. Even if they changed it a little bit, he still knows the route tree that goes with the play, which goes against this defense and that offense. He does.
Yeah.
Jameis doesn't know all of that yet, so I would have started Taysom Hill too if I was the coach.
I mean, I get that part. I understand that part, bro. I really do. But, man, when I watch him play, dog, it's like, damn. I mean, nine completions for 84 yards, and then you had the nerve to throw some interceptions? No, bro. He didn't have 84 yards. He had a tick over 100 yards. Cam had 84 yards. But it was just like, it's like, I just don't think going into the playoffs is Drew. Let's say if Drew can't come back, Taysom Hill ain't going to get you over the hump, bro. I just don't think so. Y'all think he can get them over the hump in the playoffs?
No. I think if they get to the playoffs with him as the starting quarterback, they won't make it out of the divisional round.
No.
I totally agree.
I don't think so, bro. I don't think so. Because they're going to take that away. They'll let you do that in the regular season, but everything tightens up a little bit more in the playoffs.
Yeah. Now, I just want to reiterate what I was saying now. I think Jameis, I would be more afraid of Jameis in that offense than I am of Taysom Hill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right, man. Look, I already brought it up, man. Jermaine beat me in two leagues last week, so I'm going to start first on this segment. He wouldn't have beat me in the Tampa Bay League if I would have went with my first feeling. My first feeling was to start Justin Jefferson over Robert Woods, but I didn't do it because of the game Woods had the week before. If I would have started Justin Jefferson – I would have beat Jermaine easily, and then when I would have lost by 2 points, and I would have been in fourth place instead of fifth place. But you know, that's what happens in fantasy sometimes. You try to, you know, I rolled Robert Woods because he was hot, and he let me down. So, but you know, I got this week to rebound. What's a move you made or didn't make last week, big bro? That caused that gave you the double or put that L on you?
Yeah, so in our Titties and Touchdowns League against Ronnie, P-Town Players, number one team in the league, I started Buffalo defense. Started Buffalo defense and over the Chargers defense. And, boy, that move proved for me is they got me 50 points and got them in blowout fashion. Closer to the playoffs because I went from the 7th seed to the 5th seed with that win. I needed that.
Wow, man, good deal, man.
Yeah, I needed that. And I'm gonna tell you something else real quick. I'm looking at this league for all the fantasy listeners. Remember a couple of podcast episodes ago, I was talking about watching your league and watching the team who scores a lot of points. He always run against up to somebody who just may outscore him that week, but it's always a blowout win. A big score. Well, I'm that dude in this league. If you look at the points, I'm that dude.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 1,752 points, and I'm in fifth place. And the first place team only has 1,700 points.
Yeah, that's good. That's what's up.
That's crazy, dog.
I'm that dude. Yeah.
That's crazy.
This is how you win a championship.
That's crazy because you scored 1,752 and you were fifth, and Dre team scored 1,755 and he is seventh.
Yeah, yeah. You want to keep him down, and you really want to keep me down because my team can score.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you one tick above me. I'm in sixth, you in fifth, but I got to win this week, man, to solidify my spot. And I know you got to win to solidify your spot, too, because, man, we got to get it this week. All right, Jermaine, give me a move that you made or didn't make that gave you the dub or put that L on you.
Yes, sir, brother. So the big one that really helped me out, man, is Austin Eckler, man. Our fantasy family, the biggest thing I would definitely recommend everybody, if there's somebody that's on the IR and you know they're really a prime-time player, you got to stay updated with their progress. And this cat, I have my eyes on him, man, and he finally got activated last week. He came through with 12 points. This one was in the crew league, man. He had like 44 yards rushing, 11 catches, man, for 85 yards. So – he now, man, I was hurting y'all for trying to find a third running back for most of the season with Raggedy David Montgomery, man, and having to worry with him, man. But he solidified my three running backs now, man. I feel confident now, bro.
Shit, David Montgomery had a big game last week.
Yeah, he did.
Finally, bro.
Yeah, man. That's all it takes, bro.
It's crazy because I had Eckler. I had my eye on Eckler 2 weeks ago. I picked him up in one league. I just picked him up because I had like four or five good running backs, and my two wide receivers already had their bye, so I was like, well, let me just pick him up and throw him on my squad. So I threw him in last week. I was like, hell, I mean, I've been stashing him, so might as well play him. And actually, I won that league by 3 points. And that was probably due to him. So, yeah, man. You know, I think Eckler's going to be a major player going down the stretch. He's probably going to be a major player this week. One of y'all going to have him as a start this week going against New England because we already know who New England going to try to take away. But, look, man, let's jump into it, man. We can dig deep tonight. We got about 40 minutes. So, let's get into the sits, man. All right, Jermaine, give me a sit this week.
Man, I'm sitting Todd Gurley, bro. Oh, the quarterback?
No, the quarterback, yeah.
Okay, quarterback, I'm sitting Cam because Cam was trash last week. 9 of 18, 84 yards. Arizona, man, they really – you would have figured Cam would have ran a little bit more than what he did. And, you know, he's a spot starter, you know, if you got the matchup. But he's going against the Chargers. Bosa, you already know, man, what Bosa can do. The big thing, too, with the Chargers defense is Chris Harris is back. So that's going to knock out Jacoby Myers, man. So I wouldn't start Cam. If you got a better option, I would do it. They've allowed the last couple of quarterbacks, man, less than 250 yards. So I would definitely sit Cam this week.
Man, that's crazy because I think last week we had Cam as a sleeper last week. So he went from a borderline starter to going to the bench. That's fantasy football, bro. That's how I go. That's how I go, man.
That's how one of your moves, Carl.
All right, Carl, All right, big bro, give me a quarterback you're looking at sitting this week.
I'm sitting Baker Mayfield, Tennessee, this week. Tennessee made Phillip Rivers look like this is his first week on the field, bro. He was looking terrible last week, and I don't see how Baker Mayfield can do any better than what that veteran can do against this defense. They haven't done a whole lot this year, as far as you know, double digit scoring. But I think this week, well, I'm not gonna get into the defense like that yet. I'll wait, but Baker Mayfield against Tennessee this week. I think they primed and ready.
Man, I had Baker too. I said sit Baker against Tennessee because, number one, he's on the road. He doesn't play good on the road against good teams. So I was going to – hey, just because of that, I was going to sit Baker. But I'm going Matthew Stafford, man, going against Chicago defense. First of all, it's going to be on the road. So, you know, the weather could be kind of shaky in Chicago. Plus, the Bears' defense is so good. I mean, I know they didn't look like it last week against Green Bay, but Green Bay has Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, but I would definitely look elsewhere. If you got Stafford, I would probably see whether or not Kirk Cousins is available. Keep an eye on my man Fitzmagic, see if he's available. But if you can go somewhere else, man, look elsewhere if you got Stafford, man. All right, big bro, give me a running back. You looking at sitting this week?
Man, I'm sitting Tracy homeboy Todd Gurley against New Orleans this week. He didn't play last week. He didn't play well when they played 2 weeks ago. New Orleans is not giving up anything when it comes to rushing the ball for running no touchdowns in the last matchup. Saints defense Anyway, he didn't play last week. Don't start him. He trash anyway.
And just for the record, Jermaine, I did tell you not to pick up Hill because I knew he wasn't going to do anything.
Yep.
I told you that. But all right, little bro. What running back you looking to see? I know you was gonna say Gurley. So who else you have?
Man, you said it. You said it earlier, bro. I wouldn't start Kamara versus ATL, bro. Last two games, that dude had 45 yards and 54 yards, no TDs. And man, that's crazy, dude. Especially with this week being so important. If you got a better option that has a better matchup, I would definitely go with that until Kamara shows me otherwise, depending on how they're using this game.
So you telling the people to sit a top five draft pick in week 13?
Bro, I just couldn't, man. If it's a must-win game, I just don't feel good with that matchup, man. ATL, they give it up. They give up the fourth least points to the running backs. I'm thinking they're going to make them pass. I don't think they're going to just be able to go up against ATL, man, because, you know, boy, he got them playing good, man, my boy Raheem Morris. They've been balling out. That defense has been playing well. And I just don't. If I have a better option, such as like, I don't want to go into that either. But there's some better options, man, that I think may give you a little bit more points than Kamara this week, bro.
Well, all three of us was on Atlanta running backs versus New Orleans. I did have Atlanta. I say any Atlanta running back versus New Orleans, don't play them. Look elsewhere. But I'm going to go Kenyon Drake, man, versus the Rams. Kenyon Drake has definitely been on fire here lately. I think he's scored a touchdown like in the last three games. But the Rams defense is good. Especially against the run and against the pass, really. And with my man Collar, I mean, Collar is hurt, man. His shoulder is hurting. So I don't think they're going to use him too much in the run game. And that's definitely going to put the target on Kenyon Drake. So if you got Kenyon Drake, I will probably definitely look elsewhere. I will probably look at David Montgomery versus Detroit. Probably try to pick up Latavius Murray. I would definitely try to look elsewhere. I wouldn't want to put my playoffs or my playoff positioning in Kenya Drake's hands this week. All right, man. Here we go. Give me a wide receiver, man, that you definitely sitting this week.
Man, the one you told me to sit last week, and I was hard-headed and played him anyway. That was Tyler Boyd. And, he saw me move him. Lee saw me take him. I started Pittman, and then at the last minute, I said, man, I'm going with Boyd. And he didn't do nothing. So I was like, man. So, guys, I think he had like 15 yards, y'all, in that loss. And he's going up against Miami, who you already know is lights out, going up against my man Howard. So Tyler Boyd is a no-go this week at all, man.
And I want to say, I think you went out and picked Pittman up. So I was like, okay, so he going to pick Pittman up and start him. And then when I saw you have Boyd, I was like, what are you doing? But, hey, man, you live and you learn, dog. Oh, you live and you learn. Hey, big bro, give me a wide receiver, man. You definitely sitting this week.
I'm definitely sitting Christian Kirk. And I'm speaking from experience because he's on my squad and in the Big Clark League. He got me 1.9 points last week. And I had to start. Okay. 19 receiving yards on 6 targets. Now, I wasn't mad at the target. But, man, 19 yards, bro.
But you had to carry the water, didn't you?
Bruh, hey, look, no, bruh. I'm literally searching the waiver wire for his replacement.
Actually, man, I don't know whether or not you watched that game. But the Isabella kid was, like, on fire last week in that game. The one that played in place of Fitz, he actually had a good game. All right, if you're looking for somebody, you know, this week to replace Kirk, I will probably see whether or not Mike Williams was available, Brashad Perriman, or even Nelson Aguilar. If I would see whether or not any of those guys are available, although I think this is going to be a Jamison Crowder week this week for the Jets. But Perriman definitely have been getting a gang of targets, and he been having some good yardage games too. So if you got Kirk, I would probably look that way, man. But a wide receiver I'm definitely sitting this week. Amari Cooper, man, going against Baltimore. It's just something about Amari Cooper on the road, man. Amari Cooper does not show up in road games, especially when they play good teams on the road with good defenses and good cornerback play. It's something about him and his desire to play good games on the road. I don't know whether or not it's in his heart, it's in the game plan, But when you look at his numbers on the road, he just doesn't play good. First, I think Baltimore is going to be licking their chops this week to play Dallas after last week with no Lamar and all the COVID stuff. So I think their defense is going to be on fire. Hopefully Marcus Peters can play. But if I got somebody outside of Amari Cooper, Cooper would be on my bench this week for sure.
Cooper is Cooper, gosh, man, that dude is such a disappointment.
Yeah, I got him in my league, and I'm debating, man. It's between Cooper, and who was it? Debo, man. So I had picked up Debo Samuel, man, because I didn't feel good with Cooper in that matchup either, man. So I picked up Debo. Somebody had Debo laying in free agency, so I started him over him this week.
Yeah, I mean, to me, Debo with Nick Mullins. Nick Mullins actually played pretty good last week against the Rams. But with Mostert back and the 49ers being able to run the ball, and Buffalo, we'll get to that when we get to the starts. But I will probably go with Debo Samuel this week over Amari Cooper. And the only reason I say that is because Amari just doesn't play with no heart on the road, man. I don't know if y'all noticed that, but I noticed it. And it actually started last year when he was disappearing on the road. Look at the Eagles game, the last Eagles game when they needed that game. Look at the game against the Patriots on the road. Man, he just didn't show up, man. And it's actually turning into this year. All right, big bro, give me a tight end that got to hit the pine this week.
Oh, Tyler Higbee hitting the pine, bro. As a matter of fact, any tight end for the Rams offense, they just need to go out there and no tight end, bro, because they ain't hitting them. They hitting all the wide receivers. Cup is eating. He eats so fat, bro. Dude, don't put on about 20 pounds every time he hit the field, I'm telling you. I know from Buccaneer experience. So, I know Robert Woods didn't do nothing last week for you, but you know, the cup is running over, as Jermaine.
You like that, didn't you?
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm sitting Higbee, bro. Sitting Higbee this week.
But it's crazy, though, because when you watch the Rams, they'll come out and they'll target him like 3-4 times in the first quarter. And then it's like, damn, that's it? Was that to loosen up the defense? I mean, did he get hurt? It's like, dang, what happened? But, yeah, man, I feel you on Higbee. Actually, I like Everett more than I like Higbee, but, you know, they pay Higbee the money, so it is what it is. All right, Jermaine, give me a tight end you're looking to sit this week.
I'm sitting Noah Fant versus KC. Coming in the season, Noah Fant, man, this dude's athletic, uber athletic, man, and he was really projected to really do well. But of course, you know, he had some injuries. But once he got back on the field, I feel like he was going to do good, man, but he has not produced. And I know it's because Drew Locke and some of the injuries, but I wouldn't trust him, even though I know it's going to be a high-scoring game. He just is not consistent. And so I would find a better option, man, if there's one out there.
Yeah, man. And plus the Broncos quarterback play, you know, I live out here, isn't the best. And it's like yeah, man. I just don't. The Broncos will go down as regretting taking Bradley Chubb over Josh Allen. I just don't understand why they would have took Josh Allen over Bradley Chubb when you had Shaq Barrett and Von Miller, and defensive end and rush wasn't your weakness. You knew your weakness was quarterback. And they took Chubb over Josh. I think that's the move that's actually going to get John Elway fired this year. But, yeah, man, Fant, he's athletic. He's actually pretty good, but he just doesn't have a quarterback, man. I had Hayden Hurst, but I know Hayden Hurst like, damn, I beat him up all the time. But I'm going to go with Logan Thomas, man. I be beating Hayden Hurst up, man. And actually, it's been he done earned to beat up the last couple weeks, but I'm going to go with Logan Thomas versus Pittsburgh. We all know that Alex Smith has checked down Charlie. You know, he wants to throw it short to the running back, to the tight end, to the shallow crosses. But Pittsburgh defense is actually pretty good, and they match up pretty good against tight ends. So I think Logan, he will have some targets, but he won't have a lot of yards. So I think this week he'll definitely be a touchdown dependent. So if that's the case, I would look elsewhere as far as tight end. And tight end, just this might be the week that you might have to go pick up Trey Burton or Jonnu Smith, maybe one of the Buffalo tight ends, because they always seem to score touchdowns every week inside the 5-yard line. But I will look elsewhere if you got Logan Thomas this week, because it's definitely going to be a tough matchup against the Steelers. And so, yeah, man. And I'm a Washington fan, and he's definitely had a good year, but I want to play him this game. All right, Jermaine, give me a defense, bro, that got to sit on the bench this week.
Man, so the Giants, man, they've been playing really well. But, of course, going against Russell, man, and especially with Carson back, I wouldn't even touch that one. I mean, even though Russell Wilson, he's turned over the ball a little bit, I definitely wouldn't go nowhere near that defense this week, man.
You saying Seattle defense?
No,
The Giants defense is kind of tough, but man, the second half they tend to give it up, and I think they're gonna be on the field a lot with Daniel Jones being out. Although Colt McCoy is serviceable, but man, I just think that's I wouldn't be surprised if Colt had a good game, but I wouldn't be surprised if he had two interceptions and a fumble or something either. So I feel you on that. All right, big bro, give me a defense that's on the pine this week.
Yeah, I'm sitting Cleveland Browns versus Tennessee Titans, bro. The Tennessee Titans, they on a run right now, fueled by that running game. And, you know, like I said earlier, to sit Baker Mayfield, I don't see, you know, that defense is going to be on the field a long time, rather be because of they running the ball down their throat or Baker Mayfield is throwing another interception. But I think, you know, if you one of the few people in the fantasy world that's starting the Browns in the first place, and I know they got a great record, I'm not disputing that, but, you know, that against this team this week, don't do it. I don't think it's going to be pretty. They're not built to go against these Titans, bro.
Man, once again, me and Big Bro are on the same sheet of music. I had Cleveland versus Tennessee. I think Tennessee going to score some points this week. And, yeah, I would definitely stay away from Tennessee. But I'm going to go off the board a little bit, man. Y'all, I'm going with Minnesota defense against Jacksonville. Jacksonville offense has actually been pretty good this year. They have been able to move the ball, score some points. Minnesota defense really isn't what it used to be. You know, they got a lot of young guys starting on the defensive side. And with Robinson back there and Glennon actually looking serviceable last week, I probably wouldn't. A lot of people definitely going to pick up Minnesota's defense because they're playing Jacksonville, but I would be a little leery. And, you know, I just like what Jacksonville is doing on offense. Maybe this is the week that Glennon might fall off the map and throw 4 or 5 interceptions, but I would be scared starting Minnesota against Jacksonville offense. Because if you look, Jacksonville had a good game against Green Bay defense. They had a good game last week against Cleveland. They actually been real. Their offense has been serviceable, man. I really can't believe I just said that. But yeah, if you got Minnesota, you probably gonna start them, but I would start them with caution. I guess that's the word that I'm looking for. I would start them with caution. All right, man. Here we go, the meat and potatoes of the show. Coming at you, big bro. Give me a quarterback that you got to throw in your lineup this week.
Nah, I'm going to ruffle some feathers with this one. We just talked about this dude, but here's the deal. I'm starting Taysom Hill this week against the Falcons.
Now, I got him
too. We all know fantasy football is a matchup-driven game.
Yes, it is.
In his first start 2 weeks ago against these same Falcons, he threw for 233 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, he didn't have no touchdowns. Not passing anyway. But my thing is, it's only 2 weeks later. The Falcons probably still ain't ready. Okay. If you need to get some points, this dude can get you some points. He gets points, double-digit points every week. Last 2 weeks, he got double-digit points. All you want your quarterback to do is get you at least 15 and up, and he'll get you that. Start him. And I need a quarterback in one league, and I was trying to get him. Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Woo. Man.
I'm ready. I'll fight.
Oh, man. You know, man, I like the matchup. But playing the same team twice in 3 weeks, that's kind of tricky. It is the Falcons. But Raheem do got them boys playing, though, man. You see what they did to the Raiders last week?
Mm-hmm. All
right, man. But you do know, but one thing about Taysom Hill, he might not throw for no touchdowns, but he definitely going to run for about one or two every game. So,
exactly.
Yeah, he definitely going to run for about one or two, and he's going to have at least 50 yards rushing. So, hey, that's 17 points right there. So, all right, I feel you. All right, Jermaine, give me a quarterback that you're putting in this week.
Man, I have liked how Tannehill's played. He's going against Cleveland, man, and they're another team, man. You hit it on the head earlier about how Baker, he doesn't play good on the road. But neither do the Browns in general. They give up like 25 points to the QB on the road on average. Man, if everybody in America has seen how that offense performed last week. And them boys are hitting on all cylinders. So you got a healthy A.J. Brown. You got a healthy Corey Davis. John is a little banged up, but still the rest of the offense is playing good. I think that'll be a great start if you need a spot start for this week.
And plus he got King Henry back there that's automatically demanding 8 in the box. So that gives you one-on-one on the outside. So I'm definitely starting Tannehill in like two leagues this week. I think he's going to have a solid game. I think he's going to have two pass on TDs, maybe one rush when he do the read option on the goal line like he did last week. So, hey, I like Tannehill this week. I think he'll probably a top 10, top 15 play this week. But I'm going with Jared Goff, man. I know he stunk it up last week against the 49ers. But if you look at his season, the games that he stink it up, the next week he come back and light it up. And plus, it's something about seeing Arizona that he just, man, he just turned their ass up. So, hey, I'm definitely starting Jared Goff this weekend against Arizona. Flush the San Francisco game out your head if you're a Goff owner. Start him against Arizona. Shanahan has McVay's number. I don't know why Shanahan got his number, but he just does. And he owns him. He's 6-0 against McVay, And McVay is like 6-0 against Arizona. So I would ride with Jared Goff this week against Arizona. All right, man. Give me a running back that you're definitely playing this week.
Man, I'm gonna go with my man Nyheim Hines for Indy, bro. He's been solid. You already know, everybody knows Houston. Their defense is the garbage can, man. They're pretty much, running backs, wide receivers, everybody scored versus Houston, bro. But I'm thinking with going against Houston, regardless of Will Fuller out, they're still going to have to score some points. And Houston, they give up the second most points to running back. So it's kind of iffy if Jonathan Taylor, if he plays, because he was coming off of COVID. Even if Jonathan Taylor played, I still think Nyheim Hines is going to get in the end zone with this game right here.
I think Nyheim Hines is the better all-around back than Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, man.
I think he gives you more. He expands the playbook a little more than Jonathan Taylor. I like Hines. I mean, I don't know why they actually went out and drafted Jonathan Taylor when you got Hines, Wilkins, and Marlon Mack. But, you know, we want him to draft him. But I do like Hines more than I like Taylor, especially going against Houston. All right, big bro, give me a running back you're starting this week. Call. Big bro.
Hey, Carl, you there?
I'm here.
Give me a running back you're looking to start this week.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, we got
it. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was saying I was going to send to man and talk against him. I'm going to get to the school of five. Yeah.
Hmm.
He's been so defeated. I'm not saying they're going to beat.
You breaking up, bro.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
I understand that the Skins are going to – oh, I'm sorry. The Washington football team is going to beat the Phillies. I'm saying Antonio Gibson is going to get you at least 15 points. J.K. Dobbins can get over 100 yards. I'm sure this can get over 100 yards against the Phillies, too.
Okay. I had James Robinson going against Minnesota. He's definitely been very, very solid this year. But I'm going with Mostert, man. I'm going Raheem Mostert versus Buffalo, man. I think Buffalo defense can be had in the run game. They basically can't stop the run. They give up at least 5 yards to carry, and Mostert averages at least 5 yards to carry. And we know Shanahan wants to run the ball. I like Mostert big time in this game. I wouldn't be surprised if he break off a big one, and he has over a hundred yard game. So you got Raheem Mostert. Go ahead and play him this week against Buffalo. All right, Carl, give me a wide receiver, bro.
Tyler Lockett versus the Giants. Tyler Lockett pissed me off Monday night, but you know with that offense, man, you can tell right from the first quarter if it's going to be a Tyler Lockett game or it's going to be a DK Metcalf game. It is just that simple. Monday night, it was a DK Metcalf game. I think this week is going to be Tyler Lockett against that porous Giants defense. He's going to come back to eat this week. And he's a start no matter what. But unless you're just pissed off about his last time on the field, start Tyler Lockett this week.
Yeah, man. Actually, it seems like they alternate. It's like DK will have a game, then Lockett will have a game, then DK will have a game, then Lockett will have a game. So I had Tyler Lockett written down too, man. All right, Jermaine, give me a wide receiver, bro.
Man, I'm going, my man, Debo, bro. With Debo, it's going to be, I mean, on paper, it looks like a tough matchup. You know, you got Tre'Davious White, you got Poyer. But the way that they use Debo, man, like you were saying, you know, they're going to be running with Mostert, but you still can get the jet sweep with Debo, wide receiver screens. They use Debo all over the field. He's coming off 11-catch game for 133 yards. In the games he's played, he has been very productive. They're playing for, I feel, one of the last playoff spots. I feel he's going to have a good game, man, based off maybe a running touchdown when they get to the goal line. But I'm confident, man, he's going to have a solid double-digit scoring day going up against Monday night on the versus the Bills.
God, well, we are, boy, great minds think alike. I had Debo Samuel, too. I had Debo as a run threat as well as a receiving threat. Probably going to be the number one option in the passing game. And Ayuk is coming back this week. So I'm going to go with the guy that Jermaine picked up and didn't start last week. I'm going with Michael Pittman Jr. against Houston. I'm going with Michael Pittman, man, going against Houston, man. Houston's secondary is awful. I think this game is going to be might be a high-scoring game. Although, you know, Indy's defense is supposed to be all that. But we saw what Tennessee did to them last week. Although Houston don't have a King Henry in the backfield, they do have Deshaun. So I think Indy and Houston might be going up and down the field all day. So I'm going with Michael Pittman, as he's definitely become the number one wide receiver option in Indy, as he shot ahead of T.Y. So if you got Michael Pittman, definitely start him this week going against Houston. All right, man. Mm-hmm. Give me a tight end that you got to play this week, bro.
Man, my man Dallas Garter, man, that dude's been beasted for me, man. Ever since he came out of IR, had 7 for 75 last week and a touchdown. And pretty much every game, he had one fine game, but every game outside of that, this man is consistent. He's going up against Green Bay, who they have a little bit of trouble going up against the tight end. And regardless of Wentz playing like trash as of late, he's still been consistent getting got at the ball. And if anyone's seen the game last week, he had them beat in the red zone a couple of times, but Wentz, he couldn't connect with him. So I'm definitely going with Goddard this week.
Yeah, man. A lot of people really sour on Wentz, man, but if you watch that game, that offensive line couldn't do nothing. Really? They couldn't hold up. But once again, to me, it go back to play calling, why Wentz looks so bad. Philadelphia they don't match protect. They don't throw no screen passes. They don't run. I mean, they just make it so hard on themselves. And, man, it's just a shame. But I do like Goddard going against Green Bay. But one thing about Green Bay, they can pressure the quarterback, too, with the Smith brothers. So, I don't know whether or not he's going to be able to sit back there and deliver the ball, but I do like Goddard, though. All right, big bro, give me a tight end. You starting this week?
I'm starting Darren Waller against the Jets this week. I mean, he had a bad game last week against the whole doggone Raiders organization had a bad team against Falcons last week. But looking at the numbers, I mean, he's averaging at least 5 targets every week. And Jets giving up third most points to tight ends, and I don't think they can do anything with him. You start Darren Waller this week against these guys. Nine touchdowns they're giving up to tight end. So I expect him to get in the end zone at least once or twice this week to make up for last week.
I do expect the Raiders to bounce back this week. I expect them to bounce back in a big way. I don't know how Booker is going to do in place of Jacobs, but I'm quite sure that Gruden is going to come in there on a mission to get them boys back in line this week. But I'm going with Trey Burton, man, another indie player, man, going against Houston. Trey Burton has definitely been a pleasant surprise at the tight end position. He's become the number two target in the pass game for Phillip Rivers. And once again, Houston secondary is very suspect, and they really don't generate a lot of pressure on the quarterback. If you can't pressure Phillip Rivers, he still can pick you apart. So I actually picked up Trey Burton in two leagues, and I'm starting him over Logan Thomas in both of them. So I'm high on Trey Burton this week.
I'm glad you're high on them Gators.
All right, big bro. Give me a defense that's definitely going to be in your lineup this week.
Oh, I'm starting Green Bay against the Eagles. That's an easy one. What I got here? Yeah, so Philly's giving up fourth most points to the fantasy defense. So this is a good week if you know, like I say, it's all about matchups. And if you're trying to get into this playoff or you're trying to hold your seed, you know, this is a good chance to start this defense because they're playing in Green Bay. You don't know what the weather's going to be like. And that's another thing, fellas, I meant to bring up earlier. This is time of year in real football, and it still affects you in fantasy football, where you have to look at the team and who they're playing and where they're playing. These northern teams, the weather is going to struggle, and it's going to affect your fantasy team. You got to look at your players like that as well, and you may have to sit somebody who normally you wouldn't sit based on the weather.
Totally agree. Especially when you got dome teams going to like the frozen tundra, or you got a dome team going to Chicago. You know, you do have to take the weather into consideration. And that's another thing, your kickers too. I mean, we don't really talk about kickers on this show, but your kickers, you got to definitely look at the weather as far as like, are you going to start this guy or you going to pick up somebody else that's kicking in the dome? So, you know, I do look at that too, especially this time of year. Woo! These last couple weeks, weather's definitely going to play a major part in games and maybe the game outcome. All right, man, give me a defense, bro, that you start this week. Go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, go ahead,
Carl. Let me just say the kickers are people too. I know we tend to pick a kicker, you know, with the second to last or the last pick in the draft. But the one thing I try to consistently do is I don't really care about your stats from last year as a kicker. All I really care about is I kind of think about what offense you're in. But the thing I say to myself is, do you kick in a dome? Or do you play in a division that has a lot of dome, where I know I don't have to worry about you late in the season? And then I go into your bye week because I want the furthest bye week out. So there's a lot of scouting when it comes to kickers that people don't really think about, I'm sure. Small details, bro.
Yeah, hey. Hey, all that lends to wins and losses, though. You got to take everything into consideration.
Absolutely.
All right, Jermaine, give me a defense.
Man, I'm starting Kansas City versus Denver, bro. Denver, they lead the league in giveaways. Brandon Locke, yeah, he's coming off of, the COVID list. But, you know, he's no good. Phillip Lindsay, he's out. Fant's hurt. I mean, man, it's going to be a debacle. And Kansas City, they're going to get up early. They're going to force Locke to throw, which is going to give them more opportunity to get more sacks and more interceptions. I highly recommend paying Kansas City, man. I'm thinking it's going to be a debacle, man. When it gets there, I'm going to get a hand from the Broncos, man.
Oh, man. Damn, debacle. Okay.
Debacle.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm not even going to try to add on to that. I got Seattle versus Giants, man. I just think with Daniel Jones being out, and then you got Colt McCoy playing, although Colt McCoy was serviceable as a backup when he was with Washington, you know, them having to fly cross country, and then they playing a high-scoring offense. And normally when you had that type of scoring pressure, it normally leads to mistakes. Plus, Seattle pass rush has definitely gotten better with Carlos Dunlap. And with Adams coming back, the secondary has got a little bit better. So I would probably definitely go with Seattle versus the Giants. And the only reason I would go that way is because Daniel Jones ain't playing. If Daniel Jones wasn't playing, I definitely would go another way because I think his running ability scares a lot of defenses. But, all right, man, we got a couple more minutes left. All right, Jermaine, give me a sleeper this week.
Man, so a sleeper, I'm thinking, man, is to me, I think this kid is going to be prime, man. That's Cam Akers, bro. He hasn't gotten a lot of opportunities, but Henderson, this dude has only had 52 yards and 25 carries in the last two games, and he broke out for a 61-yarder last week. So they're fighting for a playoff spot, too. And I'm thinking, finally, they're going to start giving this kid the ball, man. He has so much talent. And I'm thinking they're going to ride him, man, in these next few games, which will help your fantasy football team.
All right, because he had a touchdown last week, too. I think he had a touchdown like the last two games.
Yeah.
All right, big bro, you been a sleeper, man.
And he didn't have a lot of room to run last week. He got sniped for a couple touchdowns. But I think this week he's going against the Chargers. I think he's gonna get the yards that we need. But more importantly, I think he's going to at least get in the end zone once. And you know, get to your needs to every fantasy player on your starting roster.
All right, who did you say?
Damien Harris.
Oh, Damien Harris.
I got you.
Okay.
Actually, man, Harris has been balling.
Yeah, he's been solid. Man.
Harris has been good. I think Harris has made Sony Michel trade bait for next year. I think next year they'll rather go with Damien Harris and maybe James White and Rex Burkhead. I don't know why they keep Rex Burkhead, but they just seem to keep Rex Burkhead. But I like Damien Harris. I like what he did. I thought he would have been a factor last year, but he didn't hit the field last year. But my sleeper this week, probably ain't a sleeper. I'm going with Fitzmagic, man. If Fitzmagic plays against Cincinnati, if Tua is out, play Fitzmagic with confidence.
Yeah.
If you got Matthew Stafford or somebody like that, if he's available and you kind of unsure of your quarterback situation, pick up Fitzpatrick tonight. See what happens with Tua over the weekend. And if Fitzpatrick gets the start, throw him in your lineup. I had Latavius Murray, but we talked a lot about him. So that's why I went with Fitzpatrick. But probably in my tweet, I probably put Murray as my sleeper. But for the show purpose, I wanted to go with Fitzmagic, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, man, so this is a big week in fantasy, man, especially like in Yahoo Leagues. Yahoo Leagues, this determines your playoffs, you know, and all that good stuff. So hopefully y'all heed our advice. Jermaine, any last words tonight, bro?
Yeah, man. Carl, you bring up a good point, man. Make sure, guys, you check the weather. Check your weather. Before you play, before you make your changes, and just be that way, you're a step ahead of your competition, guys.
All right, big bro. Any last words?
Yeah, bro. Hey, look, in the Big C Invitational, I'm fighting to get my first place spot.
Oh, you got Dwight this week, don't you?
Nah, man, Dwight beat me last week, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we split the season. I beat MVP, but, you know, I this week, and I think I need to blow the porn king, and then I get back in first place if I can it's about points now. Not even everything in Dwight, it's about points.
Oh, man. Yeah, because I know I'm trying to hold Jermaine off in that league, too. So I'm trying to win this week. If I win and you win, you get the bye. I got to play the first week. Damn. Man, my team got to show up this week, bro.
Yeah, I'm playing.
Hey, man.
I look at my score, bro. And number four, you know how he is in the full seed. At 7-5, he must have.
I'm gonna tell you, it's kind of crazy how the Big Clark Invitation League has shaken out, because in the beginning of the year, me and you was just sitting up top, like, you know, we was just chilling up top, and at the bottom, you know, they were jockeying for position, and now the top, we like fighting for position now.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah, man. Yeah, I got to win.
For that seed.
Yeah, bro.
Yes, sir. But
I think, man, you can't afford a loss. But if let's see.
Yeah, because I got the third most points in the league.
Yeah. Yep.
So
that's why I say I was watching that, worried about you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, man. I just need a win. If I get in there, I like my chances. Yeah, I like my chances.
And you got
you breaking
up, bro.
You
are breaking up, bro.
I don't know what's going on tonight. But, yeah, we played drunk in 16. That team is winning.
Man,
yeah.
I know Eddie Kane team, they will surprise you every once in a while. His team will surprise you. I ain't going to lie. I think he got me this year, too. I think I lost to him. I think I lost to Big Bro. I lost to Dwight. I mean, I lost like 4. I know I lost to Jermaine last week. So, yeah, I think I got 3 or 4. But Eddie Kane, his team will surprise you. But, hey, good luck this week. We not playing each other. We all jockeying for position. Hey, man, this Friday night fire, man. I love doing this show. Man, I was sitting downstairs. And I was like, man, I can't wait to get on to do this show this week. Man, I was just like, man, when I was going over my notes, you know, I was like, yeah, we got to bring it this week. But, yeah, man, hey, man, I'm just excited, man. This is like an anxious part of the year for fantasy. And, man, I'm just – and then I'm calling our other league. You see your brother shot up to number one, right?
What's up?
And the VA Rebels League.
So, man, look, that league, bro.
Hey.
The point, bro.
Hey, I done won like 7 in a row, man. I was like, what? No.
Oh,
hey, man. I went from like I went from like 7th place to first.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what 7 straight do to you. I mean, I'm literally done in that league, bro. I was just trying to wreck somebody else's fantasy chances. The minute I went on that five game losing streak, I knew it was over for me.
Yeah, if Lee beat me this week, I play him, and if I lose, I'm probably out of the playoffs. And the crew. Yeah.
Oh man, yeah. I'm struggling in that one too.
The crew, I'm
pretty good in that league.
The crew, the crew, I'm terrible.
Yeah, nah. I ain't gonna say terrible.
Hey Carl, in the crew league, man, you gonna have to change the scoring to like you doing the Big Clark league, man.
Yeah, I agree with that, bro. I agree with that too.
Yeah, you gonna have to change the scoring, man.
But all right, man.
You know we have fun in my area, buddy. You know, week 13, here we go. We jockeying for position. Y'all probably jockeying for position. And that's what it's about this time of year. If you are in last place or in the bottom of your division or in your league, you still got to play to win because of the spirit of competition. You got to help out your other owners by playing your team and managing your team to the end. I know we don't really talk about that a lot, but that is a solid point that you have a competitive integrity to the other owners in your league, and you should be managing your teams to the end until next week when it says that you didn't make it and that you're in a consolation round. But enough of my preaching. Hey, to me and my brothers, man, y'all have a good weekend. I know we'll be talking Sunday on the chat. Everybody stay safe, practice social distancing, wash your hands and all that good stuff, and adhere to your local policies. If you're supposed to be outside after a certain time, have your butt in the house. Our city is locked down at 10 o'clock now, so I don't really do nothing anyway, so I'm already home, so everybody else should be doing the same so we can try to get back to some form of normalcy next year by summertime. That's my hope. That's my wish. That's my prayer, so that you know we can resume our regular lives. That being said, everybody take care, bros. I'll holler at y'all later, and we'll talk. Good luck.
Peace.
That's how you do it.